Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, my co-host, Jeff Stebbins. Jeff, how are you doing?
Hey, Joe. It's good to be here with you, and I'm excited. We got lots of good football this week, so I'm excited to be here.
I mean, you're not completely rolled out, laid out, so much action in the Champions League to here we are.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that at some point, but here we are, exactly, and we're looking at Man City, Arsenal. I mean, this is quite a matchup, if you will. The number one, number two team in the Premier League, they've been at it back and forth the past couple seasons. I'm excited for this one, Joe.
Well, you said it. I mean, for the last couple of seasons, that's basically been where the top two positions are being held by Manchester City and Arsenal. I mean, there was the brief moment where I think a lot of people would have thought Arsenal was going to get it done. I think especially more so 2 years ago than even last campaign. But nonetheless, here we are going to match week five with them sitting in the same position. Manchester City atop with 12 points. Arsenal in second place with 10. They're going to get a chance to go head-to-head. And I think that's probably why we're all looking at this match going, what's going to come from it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I would like to say, you know, it kind of feels like Man City is just this indomitable force that can't be beat, right? They just, it's almost like they're unstoppable if KDB and Haaland are both healthy and playing. That's what it seems like. But I say that, Joe, but we just saw a Champions League match in which they drew 0-0 with Inter. So, you know, I think there is a code that it can be cracked, but it's awfully hard when those two are healthy and playing well together.
That is true. I think that anytime over the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, you know, Haaland wasn't a part of it necessarily that far back, but when the two of them have been on the pitch healthy, playing, it has been a side that's been very difficult to beat. Tops in several competitions, and I don't know if there's any indication that it's not going to continue. I think that's the conversation here, there, and everywhere is how does it not continue to go on as long as those two? But I mean, I think that's also discounting the other players that are in the squad that are regular contributors to what they do as well, right? So that's the other side of it. Yeah, you put those two, whatever. I mean, undeniably a tough dynamic duo, if you will, but then you have so many, you have a side that's just strong from the back with their goalkeeper all the way to the top, you know. So
yeah, that's Phil Foden, Grealish, those guys aren't too shabby. You're definitely onto something there. Now, I was gonna say, Joe, with Arsenal and seeing that matchup, and I know that all these teams and kind of everyone, we kind of get set in our ways a bit, but do you think Arteta's maybe looking at a way to win this season, and maybe he's willing to try something new, and he sees that 0-0 draw against Inter, and he says, you know what, maybe this week we try a different lineup. Maybe we have a different player in this position. Maybe we come out in this formation. Is Arteta the kind of guy that is open-minded enough to try to change things up? Because we know that Arsenal can finish number two, Joe. But the question I have is, can they finish number one? And is Arteta the guy that's going to mix things up?
That's an excellent question. I think a lot of folks have been looking at that and wondering the same thing myself. I see the difference being what he has to work with as far as the squad. And here's the deal. There's nothing else to go, and there's no other new players. I mean, who is the counterpart to Erling Haaland that Arsenal has to work with as their striker, as their number nine? Not there, right? So to suggest that there's something different and a way or means to go about to achieve a result that way, I say no. I think probably more so the best solution or the route would be to continue a pragmatic approach and like do the little things right, eliminate mistakes, and keep a Manchester City side from doing what they do well in having a strong prowess and attack, the name of the players we talked about. That so would lend itself to getting a better result than anything that they could do with what they have to work with, right?
Right, and that makes sense. And I will say this about Arsenal. It seems like this year, maybe more so than other years, from what we've seen thus far, it seems like they're playing more as a team. And you have more of a, you know, it seems like everything's been spread out a little bit more. Instead of just Saka being the guy, it seems like this year, lots of people have had an opportunity to shine. And, you know, with that, they're having success thus far. So maybe if they, you know, play better as a squad, as full, and cut down on those costly mistakes, like you mentioned, maybe that's the easy answer. Maybe they don't have to do anything overly dramatic.
Well, I mean, aside from the Manchester City, you maybe look at Arsenal having that continuity or consistency over the last several few years with a manager that's been in place with those players there. Aside from some smaller changes, you know, they have a new left back in place. Though the players that he has to choose from, and then the system in which they are being instructed to play within, is pretty much the same. You do that over year after year, guess what? You get better year after year, and what you had been trying to achieve and what you are trying to achieve just gets that much clearer and more precise and more pristine. And I think that's what you're going to see. I think that's what you have seen, or what you're referring to, is this idea that now the ideas, the concepts, whatever's in place within that system that Arteta has wanted to put into place is now going to be that much better. These players know each other that much better. They'll perform that much better. And then, in some sense, maybe get those results out of it. So I think that Manchester City has to have that in their mind, that you're now just going against an Arsenal side that's that much better. You're going to have to perform that much better to get the results they had been over the past. Now, in head-to-head matches, I think you've seen most, I mean, it's back and forth, that go to the results over the last few campaigns and seasons to see where their head-to-head results are. I don't think that one or the other has completely dominated, at least performance-wise. Maybe results, you'll see, I think Manchester City has another win or two over them. But performance-wise, I don't think that you've seen a whole lot of difference in the two. But it'd be interesting to go back and look.
No, I don't think so. No, it's been fairly even matches, at least as of late. And you make a good point. You said one word in specifically there that I think is pretty important, is continuity. And having a manager in place for long enough to actually allow that person to make changes, and it may go in the wrong direction, as we've seen with several managers as of late, but you got to give them time to go either positive or negative. You got to give them time and see how that plays out. And so I think you're onto something there, Joe, but I think it's going to be a great match. I don't want to cut you off, but I think I'm ready for my prediction. If you are.
Well, it sounds like, I think, what is my first, or is this, you're set to go?
I think I'm set to go, unless you need to squeeze anything else in. I think I'm set to go.
It's fine. I think we're all looking forward to the match. Interesting to see what the predictions are and how they go to be a fruition or not. So I'm excited to see what do you got, Jeff?
All right, Joe. It's match day 5. Important match. You have two quality clubs going at it here. I just want to say, if I was the manager of Arsenal, which I'm not, but if I were, I do think I would overfill the midfield. I would try to overwhelm KDB as much as possible. And Haaland's probably going to score a goal, maybe two goals, but I want him to earn it without a beautiful, easy assist from KDB. He's probably going to score. It's hard to stop him. But you know what? I don't want it to be that easy for him. So that's what I would do, just overwhelm the midfield as much as possible, which I think Inter did a pretty good job of in their previous matchup. But having said that, Joe, remind me, where is this game being held?
It is in Manchester City. That is something to consider.
Oof, Man City, you got Pep. Everyone is in relatively good form. Joe, I'm going to go Man City winning this. I'm going to have them winning this 2-0.
Wow. Okay, now that's not where I thought you were going. I mean, I know, I get it. It is the Manchester City side as host that should have a considerable advantage in some sense. What I'm looking at, I should have mentioned when you had it, gave me the opportunity to share a little bit more, you know, their previous results, both in the Champions League, in and in, nil-nil draws. That lends itself to two matches or two fixtures and those two squads having to play in contests, relatively short turnaround.
Especially Arsenal, yeah.
There you go, right? That's another point that they had to probably exert themselves in a means in a way to get that result. It's not easy. Sometimes you look at it, no goals, but what was happening? Well, that's probably two sides in a contest in a game that were working hard to make something happen, which lends itself to exertion. Now, all that being said, both of them experienced that. I see this being a draw, another draw. I see this, but each with the goal apiece. I know that's a long-winded prediction, but here it is. Again, I'll say this. Manchester City 1, Arsenal 1. Draw.
Well, that'd be a heck of a game. I'd look forward to seeing that one. 1-1 draw. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in. We hope you get a chance to enjoy the game. Please like and subscribe. And as always, keep pitching.